Chairman, introducing Mr. Stephen Mayne.
Morning, Chairman. A couple of years ago, this might have been regarded as an impertinent question, but I think with what we've seen with the margin calls for directors, the likes of Allco, MFS and Centro, big rumours around ABC Learning and our stock tanking in a similar way, certainly to ABC Learning, not as bad as the others. I'd like to ask the Chief Executive if he has a margin loan over his 52 million shares, and whether that's coming into play at the current share prices.
Okay. Well, Steve,
Well, the question is, do I have a margin loan? I do have a margin loan against some of the shares I own, but it's far less than 10%, and I've got plenty of other assets I could use in respect to that if that was necessary.
And any other directors, particularly the incoming chairman, I think he's got 3 or 4 million shares. Any margin loans involved there?
Would be, again, similar to Robert, less than 10% of my holding would be covered by a margin loan facility. So there is no question that I've had no approaches in relation to that.
Okay, that's terrific. One other question is, I think the debt issue is important. Can you tell us a bit more about when our first loan's actually due to be rolled over? I mean, the market's reacting against opaque, complex structures, and we've obviously got debt on our managed schemes. We've got some corporate debt, and thankfully very limited debt on the director shareholdings. But when are those loans first? You know, when's the first crop actually up for renewal? And just my last question, I noticed that the press were describing it as the $400,000 Timbercorp Australian Stakes at Moonee Valley on Saturday. Now, Chairman, I know you're a former VRC committee man, and our incoming chairman's a former chairman of the VRC. In these straitened times, I would just offer you some sort of gentle counsel that maybe future big licks on sponsoring races is perhaps a pre-debt crisis thing. And could you let us know exactly how much we did spend on Saturday? Thank you.
I have my not really confident speed when I say that the total cost is $35,000 against the $400,000 prize money. That is shared equally between the business and Robert Hans for personal reasons. So the actual cost to the business is $17,500. For that, the company receives, I believe, excellent exposure across a broad range of people who have money. And secondly, and I think this is probably more importantly, it enables us to meet and greet and entertain a vast number of advisors who are the backbone of our business. By and large, my experience in racing has been quite considerable, both as a sponsor and as a receiver, as chairman of the Melbourne Racing Club, is that it's probably one of the cheapest investments that I have seen and well worth the effort.